Tensions rising in Saudi Arabia's restive eastern province. Tens of thousands take to the streets in the city of Khatif to condemn the regime's deadly crackdown on protests. The demonstrators chanted slogans against the Al-Saud regime, calling for its downfall. The mass rally comes a few days after Saudi forces killed at least three protesters in the region. The oil-rich eastern province has been the scene of protests after the forceful detention of a prominent Shiite cleric. Sheikh Namer Al-Nimr was wounded in an attack on his car and then arrested by Saudi forces. The eastern province has been the epicenter of anti-regime protests since last year. The protesters demand the release of political prisoners and social injustice. Well, for more on the situation developing in Saudi Arabia, we're joined by Ali Al-Ahmad, IGA director, joining us on Skype. Mr. Al-Ahmad, thank you for joining us on World News. Thousands we're seeing again are taking to the streets again, but nothing seems to be done regarding the deadly crackdown occurring by the government against its people.
This protest is not related only to the arrest of Sheikh Namer, but also to the general situation of the people in Saudi Arabia, be they Shia or Sunni, because Saudi Arabia is by a minority that is the ruling group of Al Saud, who are controlling all aspects of that country economically, politically, socially, and religiously. So the people of that country are revolting, and the revolt is spreading very soon to across the country. We saw last week protests in Riyadh, and that is the reason that the Saudi government is trying to escalate the clashes or the killing in Qatif in the eastern province, because they believe in their mindset that if we kill one Shia, we scare 10 Sunnis. And that is the reason, that's their logic, is to try to subdue the Sunni population who are revolting against them soon because over their rule, over their deprivation of the population economically and politically.
Mr. Ahmad, another thing that's more significant this time around is, you know, we're seeing in over a year, protests are continuing. This time around, it's 30,000. That's quite a significant number. What does that mean? Will the protests get anywhere? Will the government stop the deadly crackdowns? Will the amount of the people that are protesting have any significance on bringing any change in that country?
Well, this is making history. 1,000 people are protesting in Saudi Arabia in the absence of international condemnation of the regime that's killing young people, in the absence of Western media coverage of this major event in the most important energy source or region in terms of energy in the world. Yet this is going to really take charge and will spread across the country, and I think we will see a repeat of what we saw in Egypt and Tunisia in Saudi Arabia very quickly, and we will be surprised, the whole world will be surprised by the how fast the events are going to unfold, and they will be surprised, and some people, the United States particularly, will want to take credit for helping the protest movement after it succeeds. But let me tell them, you were on the other side, you were supporting the Saudi government and to the last minute. That is something they will hear from us in the next few months, that after the regime is gone.
Okay, very well. Thank you for that. Ali Al-Ahmad, IGA director, joining us here, giving his perspective on the situation occurring in Saudi Arabia, right here on Press TV's International News.